his seminal work, Jekyll and Hyde, Robert Louis Stevenson explored the bizarre and frightening duality of man. A good man may commit evil deeds, a friend may become a foe, our most beloved of true loves may turn stranger than fiction before our very eyes. While we fear those beasts that creep in the night and the dark shadows lurking beneath our beds, the creatures we most deeply fear often live hidden away not in some creeping corner, but within our very own souls. And oh, the horrors that await us when we discover that we are not master and keeper of our secret darker selves. Hyde was performed as part of our live show, Shapeshifters. It was recorded in New York City on October 21st, 2018. The great shapeshifters of old. The Algonquin elders tell tales of the Wendigo, whose transformation into a frightening monster is brought about by the consumption of human flesh. Count Dracula, as you'll remember, could change into a bat or a wolf or a shroud of mist. Kafka's Gregor Samsa awoke one morning to find himself turned into a giant cockroach. Oh, and there was that devious scientific experiment that turned Dr. Jekyll into the murderous Mr. Hyde. We all have to face it. Things and people change. But what happens when people change into things? Let's shapeshift to a lower, slower gear so we can engage in a little rubbernecking at the following spectacle of a story by Courtney Gillian Cholovich. It's called Hyde. This is it. Today. Today, you prove yourself.
Today is the day. I can do this.
I can do this.
Happy hump day!
John, I hate it when you do that.
I'm sorry, but you looked like you were about to become one with your computer screen. I had to save you before it completely sucked out your soul.
Oh, there's nothing left of me anyway. This presentation has completely taken over my entire existence. Harriet is no more. There is only PowerPoint.
Well, today's the big day, huh? I was wondering where you'd gone. Feels like I haven't seen you in ages, and you only worked 3 offices down.
I know. I'm sorry. This has really eaten up all of my time. Putting it together wasn't the issue, really. But when I found out that I'd have to be the one standing up there in front of everyone... Oh,
complete lockdown, huh?
You know me. I could barely make it through office karaoke night knowing all those judging eyes were on me.
Until your assistant, Mr. Cuervo, stepped in, of course.
Don't remind me. That performance was pure Jose. I was barely a background singer. Though to hear Emmett tell it, I practically brought on the apocalypse that night.
Well, he's just mad because he had to be your DD for a change. And it's a good thing if you ask me. For better or for worse, after all. It's a big part of those vows they make you take.
He certainly got the worst of it that night, poor guy. I can't believe he didn't break it off right then. Bad enough he has to deal with all the panic attacks, the anxiety, the type A personality. Normally, he can't even get me to speak 2 words at get-togethers like that.
So what? It's not his office.
I know, but I think he worries I'm not going to get ahead, that I'll just go by unnoticed. He wants me to get the recognition that he thinks I deserve.
Well, you clearly got someone's attention. They asked you to lead this project.
I still don't know why, and I can't believe it's today. I've been secretly hoping it would just never come, that maybe they'd forget all about it.
Hey there. Pardon moi for interrupting. Just wanted to wish you luck today on the chopping block, Harriet. Make or break, right? See you in 10, cats.
So much for that. Ugh, I hate that guy. He's like a walking omen of doom. This is going to be a disaster, John. Oh, God. I can't do this. I can't breathe.
Harriet, you have to calm down. Bishop's an idiot. Don't pay attention to him. It's just a presentation. Look, you're prepared. and you know all the info, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. But
then you're golden. Look, look, just make believe. What is it? That they're all in their underwear, right? Isn't that what they say?
How is that supposed to be helpful? I've never understood that. It just makes things 100 times worse.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess. No one wants to see old Savage and Poole in their skivvies. Oh, that might be even more terrifying than having to just talk to them.
I'm just going to breathe. Deep breaths. I'll breathe through it and stare at a place in the back of the room and brush my teeth twice before so I won't be worried about food caught in my mouth and count backwards from 50 and...
Okay, okay, sure. Do all that. Do whatever you need to do, but do it quickly, okay? You've got to set up in 5. Harriet, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, all right.
See you in a few.
Today is the day.
Today, I prove myself. I'm Harriet. Today is my day.
Today. Today is my day.
Harriet?
Today is my day.
Harriet, are you ready?
This is my day, too.
Harriet, can you hear
me? Ready when I say I am.
Hear me?
Sorry, Bishop. Just in the zone, you know.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Who are you talking to?
Huh?
I thought I heard a voice.
It's just me talking to myself, I guess. Thinking aloud, ready to get this over with. Ready to do this.
Yeah, okay. Did you need some water or something? You look a little pale.
I'm fine. Just give me a second.
Okay, then, God. I just came to let you know they're ready. Don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, Bishop, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean... Oh, idiot. Okay, add him to the list of apologies for later. Right now, focus. Focus. You can do this, Harriet. You have to. It's all riding on you.
Taking a closer look at how we do things here, there's always opportunity for growth, for change, even in a company as strong as ours. Here to outline some of these proposed changes, we have HR representative Harriet Jakes. Ms. Jakes?
Thank you, Mr. Savage, and to the entire board for having me here. And you're absolutely right, Mr. Savage, about the need for change and growth. I mean, of course you're right. You're board president, so you're always right, even when you're wrong, right? what happens when you and Mr. Poole get in an argument since you're both always right, right?
Oh my God, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
So the proposed changes that we're proposing to change... will be changes that we propose to make to the company, the way we're set up to run.
This is awful. What are you babbling about?
Are you planning to present any of those ideas to us, Ms. Jakes, today?
Of course, yes, Mr. Poole. My apologies. I have all the information right here. If you'll just all turn your attention up to the, it went out. Where did the presentation go? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This was all ready.
Bishop said it was ready. That clock.
Bishop, I thought you said it was set up.
Relax, Harriet. Don't get him in a wad.
He did it on purpose.
Sorry, guys. Looks like Bishop's technical prowess doesn't extend past the vending machine. You have no problems with that, obviously, do you, Bishop?
Wow. Excuse me.
Well, this has been a tremendous waste of time. May I suggest we reconvene when there's something worth listening to?
I agree. Ms. Jakes, take the time to actually prepare and have this ready for next week. This little show was entertaining, but a colossal embarrassment. Everyone else, dismissed. Back to work now.
Harriet? What, are you...
Get him out of here.
Get out, John.
I'm just trying to help.
Get out!
Okay. I'm sorry. It'll be okay. I'll check in with you later.
Idiot. Time to update my resume. Key skills. Destroying credibility. Isolating. Blowing it. There's absolutely no coming back from this.
Huh. She speaks intelligibly after all. To herself, anyway.
Oh, God, I had no idea you were in here.
Relax, honey. It's just us girls now. Quite the little spectacle you made of yourself this morning.
Look, I don't need help beating myself up. I've got it covered. So you can go ahead and find someone else to tear down on, Miss...
I'm Edie.
Oh, my God, you're the woman who's here from the consulting. You're consulting with our firm. I had no idea. I'm a mess. I'm so
shush.
Sorry.
Shh. Hey, Harriet. Hey.
This isn't how it was supposed to go.
The universe laughs at our plans, Harriet. So, do you know what we do in return?
Give up.
We laugh right back. We laugh harder. Because we know the real joke. Not like that bunch of morons who congest the room, sucking up all the air this morning, inflating their own egos. No, we don't need that kind of validation.
I'm confused. I thought you were going to have me fired. That's what you're here to do, right? Weed out the weak?
Oh, precisely. But I use a slightly modified set of standards than one might expect.
I don't understand.
I saw something in you this morning, Harriet. Something hiding underneath that thin layer, that visage of vulnerability and fear. You have claws, and you have sharp, sharp teeth, and a sharp tongue.
No, that isn't me at all.
I do see. In fact, I see what you can't, what you refuse to. Here, take this.
A mirror?
Look at yourself. Who's there?
Huh. I see exactly who this is. A screw-up. A failure. An embarrassment. The same thing everyone else sees.
You need to look with new eyes. Look through your eyes, not theirs. Focus. Look from deep within.
Look from within. Deep within. Who am I? What am I looking at? What do I see?
I see you. I see. I have eyes. Let me speak. Give me a voice.
A woman. There is a woman inside. She's me, but she's better. Stronger. She's me, but she isn't me.
But she is, Harriet. This mask of weakness, this facade that you walk around in, this shell, I saw past her this morning. You are what I've been looking for. Oh, I should have figured, to be honest. It's always the ones who try to hide that inner fire who burn the most brightly.
What do you want from me?
A meeting. Tonight. There's a group of us. Others like you and like me from my firm. I think you'll feel right at home.
This is all too surreal. I don't even know you. I just made a complete disaster of myself. Why would you want to have anything to do with me?
Be here tonight. 9 p.m. Same room. Everything will make sense. Your life will start to make sense.
But...
See you tonight, Harriet.
Wait!
So, let me get this straight. A strange woman invites you to...
I'm not a strange woman, Emmett. The woman from the consulting firm that has her whole company on the chopping block.
Okay. A strange consultant appears from the darkness after your near-emotional breakdown, following your completely failed presentation, and invites you to some super secret social society get together? Is that about the size of it?
Don't make fun, Emmett, please.
Sweetheart, I'm not trying to, I promise. I'm trying to understand. Those were your words, practically verbatim. I honestly don't have any words right now myself. I'm at a bit of a loss. I don't know how to help because, well, this doesn't make any sense.
You think I understand? Honestly, Emmett, I explained everything the best I could, but it's all so bizarre. I mean, other than me completely botching everything I've worked for, that's right on par.
Stop. Hey, stop. Stop beating up the woman I love. And we've talked about this.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. It's hard.
If only you saw what I see. Your strength. Your real beauty.
That's the thing, though, Emmett. The woman, Edie, she pulled out this mirror, and it was like, for a second, or maybe just a millisecond, I don't know. It was like I did see something. Something there.
So maybe she's the real deal, right? Isn't it worth exploring? I mean, you hate that place other than working with your friend John.
Oh, God, John. I've got to call him. I completely snapped at him today.
Hey, he was there. Don't worry. He saw what happened. Talk to him tomorrow. Tonight, well, maybe you should go to this meeting.
Do you really think so?
What harm can it do?
I guess you're right. Can't get much worse, really.
It's gonna be all right, okay?
Yeah.
Kiss me if you agree.
Agreement kiss?
I don't think you really agree. I need further confirmation. Come here.
Emmett, not now, okay? I need to focus.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish up in here. I've still got some unpacking to do upstairs.
Yeah, sure. Emmett?
Hmm?
Thank you for understanding. I don't mean to be this way.
It's okay. You're gonna get through a rough time.
Why does he stay with you? What can he possibly see in you? Does he see me? Is that it?
Emmett is a good man. I don't deserve him.
No kidding.
8:30. The time is nigh. Make a choice, a decision, to go or not to go. Oh, this doesn't make any sense.
We're going.
I just don't know. Maybe I'll flip a coin. Heads go, tails no.
Oh my God, seriously?
Okay, here's one. And... tails. Tails no. Okay, then that settles it. No. I'll go help Emmett unpack then. I'll call John and apologize.
It's just a stupid coin. Look in the mirror. What do you want to do?
Where are my keys? Hello?
Hey. There she is. Come on.
The woman of the hour, and right on the hour. Punctual, but not early. Strong move, Harriet.
Well, it just worked out that way, I guess. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Nonsense. Thank you. We're thrilled to have you here. Come on in. The others are dying to meet you.
Sure. Okay. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm not sure what... I'm sorry. What? Did I do something?
Don't mind them, dear. I assure you. They don't mind you. Though they're extremely excited to have you here.
That doesn't make any sense.
There's power in numbers. Even for solitary creatures like ourselves. You're like us, aren't you? A lone wolf?
No, I mean, why would you say that?
It's so clear. The presence, the demands and expectations of others, well, they smother you. They don't understand you, and yet they want you to conform to their standards of normality and success. They want you to fix everything for them, never mind what's important to you. Not that they would ever understand those things that mean the most to you, even if they bothered to ask, which they won't, of course. They're far too selfish and unimaginative to even dream of such a thing.
I'm so confused. You brought me here because of something you saw in me, you said. And for a second, I thought I knew. But this? I'm sorry, this is beyond odd.
Simply put, Harriet, by not being one of them, it makes you one of us. A rare and exclusive breed. We may prefer our own company, but it's nice to know that there are others out there like us, and our numbers are growing.
I think you've made a mistake.
I don't make mistakes. Just look. Take another look at yourself. Here.
The mirror trick again?
Just look. See for yourself.
This is no mistake.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you for the invitation, but I really think I need to go.
Please, don't go just yet.
Don't you dare go. Not yet.
Just give it a chance. Relax. Just look at yourself. Let yourself be yourself.
Give it a chance. Give me a chance.
Well, okay. Okay, let me see. There. There it is again. I mean, there I am again, but different. Stronger and prettier. Like, there's too much me inside this outside shell of just plain old me. Why? It looks like me, the one that I know, but it feels different. Why, Edie?
Because here, we see you as you truly are, without everyone else's expectations, hopes, and desires they put upon you. You are free to truly just be.
I think I'd like to stay. Just for a little while.
Fantastic! Ladies, gentlemen, make room for the latest of the greatest. Us.
Hey, welcome!
That's right. Have a seat. It's just for a bit, after all. Just take a seat. You'll be home again before you know it.
Just cutting in here for a brief moment to tell you about our sponsor, Robinhood. Robinhood is a new investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Okay, maybe you're thinking, what? Allie, I don't even know what any of those words mean. And believe me, I'm with you. I haven't the first clue when it comes to investing. But that's the whole thing about Robinhood. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with real confidence. Robinhood strives to make financial services work for everyone, not just for those who are rolling in it. With its simple and intuitive design, where data is presented in an easy-to-digest way, Robinhood gives you a real opportunity to learn how to invest as you build a portfolio at the same time. They give you a personalized news feed that helps you discover new stocks and track favorite companies. Robinhood's web platform also lets you check out stock collections with analyst ratings. For example, the 100 most popular, or business sectors like entertainment and social media, or even curated categories like female CEOs. What makes all of this even easier to digest is that Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. What's more, Robinhood is giving Fireside listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help jumpstart your portfolio. Just sign up at fireside.robinhood.com. Oh, go on and give it a try. Go to fireside.robinhood.com. All right, dear listeners, let's get back to investing in our story.
Thank you.
hear you. Shh.
Harriet? Jesus, is that you?
Emmett, it's me. It is me.
Thank God. Who are you talking to?
What? No one, silly. Just me. Just me and you alone at last.
Whoa. Slow down, Tiger. Are you okay? Harriet, it's 4 a.m. I woke up and panicked. I thought something happened to you.
Something did happen, Emmett. This meeting. It was amazing. First, I thought they were nuts. Then I thought maybe I was nuts. Then I thought I was dreaming and maybe I had fallen asleep or fallen through the looking glass. And...
I don't understand.
But I didn't fall through the looking glass. I just finally looked. I finally saw myself as I'm supposed to be and as they see me.
Okay. And how's that? Because I see a crazy woman right now. A beautiful crazy woman, but a crazy woman nonetheless.
I am crazy. Crazy for staying locked up for so long, when all I had to do was look inside to unleash this...
Wait, honey. What are you trying to do? You're going to rip my shirt off. Come on.
I've been crazy to ignore you, Emmett. No more. Not me. The real me.
I want you, Emmett.
I need you. Now.
Okay. Wow, okay. Harriet, wait, no, stop, Harriet, stop.
What's your problem? Don't you want this?
No, not like this. Jesus, I mean, you're gone half the night, and then you come home in this crazy state, and you're all over me after you haven't touched me in... I don't even know how long.
That wasn't me, Emmett. This is it. It's real.
Want me. Want me.
I don't want this. I don't want this. No. There's something wrong, and I think you need to leave, Harriet. Just for tonight. Calm down, and let's talk about it tomorrow, okay?
Who do you think you are?
Me? Me. I'm the one with the problem. You bring me to this horrible town, drag me around to build up your career, destroy all my dreams, and you wonder why I don't want to touch you? You're the freak, the monster. You don't deserve what I've given you.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
Jesus Christ. Get out, Harriet. Get out and get some help.
Get your hands off of me.
Wait! No, Emmett! I'm sorry. I didn't mean... Emmett!
You can't do this to me! Don't you let him get away with this!
Emmett!
Don't let him get away!
Emmett!
Oh my God! Harriet, what the hell is... Harriet! This isn't you, Harriet! No, this can't be you!
It's me, alright. I'm Harriet.
But I'm not your Harriet. This is the real me.
Ready to call it all to order, sirs?
If we must. God, surely won't be a repeat of last week's meeting, eh, Poole?
Once I got over how completely bizarre it was actually quite entertaining. She's a loon, to be sure, but at least it was novel.
Oh my God, Harriet! Is that you?
It's me. It's Harriet. It's not your Harriet, but it's me. Really me. Finally.
You look awful. I hardly even recognize you. What are you doing here? You've been missing this entire week. I tried to call.
Save it, John. Save yourself.
So weak, sparing him. So weak.
Get out. Get out.
What's wrong with you? You don't look well. You don't look like you. It's you, but it's...
I'm Harriet, but I'm not your Harriet.
It's the real me.
Get out, John.
Harriet, I'm calling for help. I'll be back for you later.
What in the hell is going on here?
Oh, Jesus, it's Harriet again. She's completely lost it. Call security.
Get this woman out of here right now. She's absolutely lost it.
Just take a look at yourself, Harriet. You look absolutely insane. Even your reflection looks nuts. I barely even recognize you.
You never knew me, Bishop. Ever. Not me.
Not me.
Security! Where are they?
Get out of here! Haven't you caused enough trouble?
Trouble! Oh, Mr. Poole. Mr. Savage. Bishop.
The trouble is just beginning.
Well, well, that was fast.
What did you do to me?
Me? Whatever do you mean?
Look what I've done. How could I? Oh, God, no. This isn't me. It can't be me.
Me.
What did you do?
Harriet, I did nothing at all. Nothing but show you that you're just like us, that what exists on the surface just waits to be broken, like the surface of a still pond hiding the dark, black abyss. This is you.
But this, and all of you from the other night.
We're grateful to meet you indeed. And of course, for this lovely gift. So much destruction.
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. Just because we don't like having people around doesn't mean we don't need them. Occasionally.
This can't be real. A dream. It's all a horrible dream.
Your eyes don't lie to you anymore, Harriet. You've seen the truth. Look around you. At the glassy, mirrored shards lying around you. Look to your reflection if you don't believe me. There's no magic in my mirror. It's all been in you.
Who is that? Me, but not me.
It's me.
Harriet.
But not your Harriet.
It's me. It's
the real me. It's me.
Where am I?
Finally. It's me.
Find you anywhere.
gone and I find I'm wrong and there's nothing I can do but change up all those changes that I left when I left you. I'm changing all those changes that I made when I
was Hyde. Harriet was played by Mary Murphy. Hyde was played by Casey LaForest. John was played by David Linton. Bishop was played by Michael Pate. Mr. Savage was played by James Reeser. Mr. Poole was played by Alan LaForest. Emmett was played by Eric Davy Gislison. And the part of Edie was played by me, Ali Silva. The song I'm Changing All Those Changes, written by Buddy Holly, was performed by Karen Tennyson, accompanied by Nico Slater. Hyde was written by Courtney Gillian Cholovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Shapeshifters was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Luis Paulino. And we had additional support from Heather Donahue. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. What are some of the best and easiest things you can do for any podcast you love? First, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Second, subscribe to the show. Third, rate the show. And fourth, leave a favorable review. That's it. Nice and simple. Subscribe, rate, review. You'll get good karma for it, to be sure. Also, why not follow all of our Fireside Adventures and get in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? Our handle is @FiresideMystery. If you are a regular listener of the show, you know that we are a small, motley crew of creatives doing our very best to fan the flames of your imagination with our dark and delightful, sometimes funny and often creepy brand of audio entertainment. You, dear listener, you can aid us in our quest to continue doing just that. Consider becoming a patron of our exploits. Just go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater. We are hammering out our tier rewards, but whatever you can contribute each month to our eerie endeavors, from $1 to $5, $10 or more if you're feeling more generous, will merit our undying gratitude. Check out patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the Become a Patron link on our website. You can also express your affection for us by sporting our trademark logo around town like the badge of honor it is. Check out our merchandise. We've got it all, from t-shirts to mugs and tote bags to stickers. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. We've got some new designs coming soon, too. Also, keep in mind, we've got sales going on all throughout the months of November and December. New York City is lovely in December. The city is aglow with twinkling lights and buzzing with holiday spirit. If you happen to be bebopping around these parts on Sunday, December 16th, come see our 5 p.m. show, The Ride Sharers. We'll be telling sordid tales of app-based transportation woes in our live performance at the Lower East Side's Palace of Variety, The Slipper Room. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Henry and Sam have bought a house way out in the sticks on an old, forgotten road. So forgotten that no one in town seems to remember or care to remember where it is. Find the tale of Blue Spruce Drive coming up next in our Shapeshifters series. This is your own Ali Silva. To all you shapeshifters out there, don't you go changing to try and please me. But do mind them shadows.